Please allow me to announce the next speaker, which is Manfred Rosenberger. Welcome.
Thanks.
He's not the person coming from the farthest distance, from Graz, was Graz, yes?
Nearly Graz, yeah.
Nearly, okay, so thank you to come up. He's the designer of Rattlecat, which is for bikes, and that's, again, a really interesting application on graphical, on TK, highly TK related, and Manfred was for a long time in the community to always seek to the best solution in graphical presentation. And today he's going about the Tickle00 implementation of the observer pattern in Tickle00 in Rattlecat. So be excited. Thank you.
So we are ready to start. Yeah, hello from my side. I want to show you something about Rattlecat. Go in detail. Let's start. What I want to talk about is the software itself, and the context I will talk about is the user interaction, so the graphical user interface, how to manage this, and what is an every time topic is software refactoring, so looking about the software architecture and how to manage different packages. And when I think the first version of Rattlecat was from 2006 or 7, I think, and was never intended to become an application like this. So there was no architecture at the beginning, and it's still now a topic and the job of clean up all of the mess to make it work and be able to extend the software for new features. So when I have a look on this vintage versions, it's also a little bit scary for me. This was one of the very first versions with a lot of functionality, if I have a look on it. Maybe if you have a look on the size, it's 50 files and a few folders. A few years later, a little bit more, you can see the bicycle is not only a wireframe anymore. The version grows up. In 2016, Rattlecat was open source, as already mentioned today, open source and one person. A little bit later on, I decided to make it a closed software and sell some licenses for using this software. And in 2023, so now software looks like this, 1600 files, and maybe the size is nearly the same, but this depends on that there's a new library, or a new feature included that extracts all these components, so this vector graphics in an own library. So this is about additional 7 megabytes. So at the end, we have 22 megabytes, 1,600 files, and a lot of folders. And there is, of course, a need of a structure, all of this. Before I go in detail in my presentation, I want to maybe switch to that. Does this work? So I want to show you the software and sorry for that. Yeah. This is a view on the software. So if you're interested in having a new bicycle, are there any cyclists in there? Yeah, one, okay. Nerds, and fewer cyclists. However, you're interested in a new, also cyclist? Yeah, thanks, great. You're interested in a new bicycle, and of course, you don't want to buy a bicycle in a simple bike store. You want to have something specific. You will go to a frame builder, and let's build you a custom-built bicycle. So this is maybe a view how it will look like at the end, and a lot of dimensions, maybe a plain view on the bike. should look fine, should fit to your requirements. And I will guide you through the design process so to get an impression how many views on are there to show all the different topics of a bicycle frame. So this is, at the end, what you want to get from a bicycle frame builder, a frame with the components on it. Maybe you're interested in having other derailleurs on it. This software have some features and a library in the background to try to visualize a frame with different components. But what's more interesting, not for you as the customer who wants to buy a new bicycle, it's maybe for the frame builder in the workshop. He wants to have a drawing with all the important dimensions to build this frame, with the different tubes and the lengths to cut the tubes. What's also important there is, if you don't have all the tools, maybe you are required to create all these meters manually. So this is, these are the meters flattened down in a plain view. And what's the opportunity there is, you can print this out, take a scissor, and bound it around the tube, and take your files and grind away what you don't need, and you have the meters there. This is another view, and what's also maybe interesting for the frame builder, if you build your frame, you need or you require a jig that all is in position, and RattleCAD supports different types of jigs to position your tubes to create a well-done bicycle frame. And so let's step just one step in the back. So the beginning, to the beginning is, this is at least the end. The step before is the complete view as you define it with your customer. The job before is just manage how the frame will look like, maybe different tubes. So in this case, a different head tube. This could be cylindric, and the graph is updated. Maybe the dimension will not fit to that. And the view will update for that. So this is one important view. Another important view is about the chainstay view. So modern bicycles have disc brakes, and in this area where the rear hub is located, there is also the disc there, and there are the positions to mount the disc brakes. And what you have to check there is the clearance of all the components. So maybe you want to have a wider tire, so you have to check before if this wider tire fits into your chainstays as you have designed it. Chainstays can be bent, so you have the opportunity to modify this bending. And you can see the graph is updated on that. Nearly the same is also for the seat stays, for the seat stay view. That's the view on the back of the bicycle. From the back, you also have the disc there. You have the connection points, the dropout of the where the rehub is mounted, and also the position where the seat tube is there, and you can check there if the tire has enough clearance, and I think that is okay for that. But one step before, you have to define the geometry of the bicycle. So talking about steerer tube angles, seat tube angles, positions of the wheels, lengths of the chainstay, lengths of the front part of the bicycle. So one part could be if you have maybe a longer torso, if you're a large person, maybe you take a longer frame. I change this. And the model updates on that, and all the fuse that belongs to that also updates in this direction. RattleCAD has the opportunity to set back this setting. And maybe a very first step if you want to have a new buy a new bicycle is to visit a bike fitter who has a look on you when you are sitting on a bicycle, when you are cycling, and this guy is a professionalist in finding the best position for you in the bicycle. So what you can do there is you take the dimensions, the bike fitter is taking out of this bike fitting session, puts these dimensions into this software, so put it there. So we have a dimension there, I think, that's a little bit long, 490. So this could be a position that fits well to me. So when I go to the next step, to the bike geometry, I can import, currently had 480, now I have 490, so I can go from one process step to the other. It's mainly the process, which is supported by Rattlecat. And what you could see there are a lot of different views to check different specific parts of a bicycle. And there are additional views. What I want to focus on today, these are these views which update the model. So the drawing itself is just a consuming view of the bicycle model, and this is a view to change some parameter to update the models and to update the view. So this is one which is started by an event on this drawing view, but there are others. So this is a view with common parameters in one summarized view. So I can change values of this frame view. I can do some checks there. So for the old style builders, you could build bicycles with lugs. They have given angles and to check if these angles fit to this lugs, which are used to brace the tubes together. This is a view to do this. And also for the mock-up part, so we have this here. Maybe I can select another saddle. Or what's other interesting? What's modern in these times is bike packing. So if this is a view for you, you can do this here. But however, this is Rattlecat. And what I want to talk to you is more about creating software and building software and make it run and make software doing that what you want. So my main challenges I had in the last years is when I try to bring in more structure into the software is one important thing is to synchronize all these views. So in some cases, you have more than one of these editing views open, and changing one parameter in one view should affect all the other views that are opened. That's the one part. And the second part, what came in my mind a little bit lately, but that was maybe done a short time before, is to manage your startup process of your software. And this is in specific. Because of, if you don't have decoupled the visualization of the model in your views and the model during startup, maybe you have a lot of updates during the startup process on the one hand, and on the other hand, the model has to have a state that is really okay. So starting up a calculation model maybe is okay for the model itself, but the values are not okay for you. But if you want to visualize them, they have to have a specific state. So you have a lot of dependencies just in start up your software. And this is also one issue that could be solved, that could be improved with the approaches I want to show you in the next minutes. So this is just about showing the same configuration. As a software architect and a software programmer, divide and conquer, so different packages separate different things and use experience other people made, like the MVC pattern or the observer pattern. So these are no new inventions. These things exist since a longer time, so why not use it? And let's use the benefits out of that. So what's happened in the last year was there are a lot of packages in the Rattlecat software. One important package is the GUI, that's one package. Then there's the bike model package, which has, as you have seen, the geometry, the frame, and also the components. And of course, the CAD for TCL. So for those who remember in 2018, I was talking about this package in the meeting at Munich. But our focus is more on the graphical user interface. And a short journey about the MVC pattern and the observer pattern. So I think this is well known. The concept is really old, I think from the 70s, late 70s. There are different interpretations and there are discussions what this really means. So I make it quick. So from my perspective and from the TCL-ish view, the view is the part where the TK comes in for us, so all the widgets and so on. The model from my side is definitely no TK, just tickle, and the controller, from my perspective, the glue code. So there are some events in the view, and they should trigger the model, and that should happen at the controller. When this MVC concept appears here in the graphical user interface, I think this concept can appear anywhere in your software. The actor doesn't mean that this has to be a real user. It could also be another software which uses data from another package. How I interpret this, maybe we can discuss about this. And what's very important for the software architecture is to have a switch to link the view to the model and to switch it off. I think that's the most important part for that. And this is done by this observer pattern. It's a really simple pattern, it's a behavior pattern, and its aim is to connect one subject with more than one or more observers. So the observer gets notified when the subject reports an update, and the observer then has to update their clients. And yeah, that's the base concept. And for my project, I did a few modifications, and that's what I want to show you now. Yeah, as you have already seen, there are a lot of views there, and we can organize these views maybe with different aims. You see on the left top the perspective of the bicycle. So you have a side from the right view, it's the XZ view, and you have also the XY view, which is maybe the change day and the seats day, and this edit views. And the interpretation or my implementation of this concept, so the architecture on the right side of the subject, there's a subscribe and an unsubscribe method there. So get the subject notified that there's an existing observer on the one hand. And my specific part is maybe to let the subject know which data or data context is supported by the subject. That's the specific part. Thanks. And the subject for Rattlecat is just an implementation during building the bike model. And for the observer, it's a nearly simple pattern. The basic template has an update procedure or update method, and this has to be overwritten by the concrete implementation. There, for the concrete implementation, I have two views. one for this editing context and the other one for the drawing context, where the one is the drawing context is just the consumer view and the editing view is about updating the model. And when I was talking about handling the startup routine, what I can do now is the following. I can, which is in the red box, I can build up or start up the view completely. If this is finished, I have a state that is in any way visible for the user. Not working now, but visible for the user. In the next step, I initialize the model and load a specific project. So the model is in a while state. And if this is done, I do the link between the views, which are managed by the observer patterns, or by the observer, and subscribe these views or these observers by the subject already defined. And this is a state or a process which makes the startup process comfortable and really manageable. And has another point, if you just want to test the startup of the GUI during development and debugging, maybe before linking the views to the model, give a return into this process, and you do not link this, and you just get the startup without seeing any behavior of the model to your GUI. And this separation also has the opportunity to just test the model without the GUI. So that's what we want, and we want to be modular. We want to test all these parts and issues. Okay, I think we're short of time. So maybe this is a part from different widgets. There are some widgets which has a text variable as a configuration parameter, and this gives us another opportunity to update this specific view element. But I think you have to flip this in topic of time. So this is maybe one important view to talk about. So these are all these elements that update the model. So these edit views are linked to the controller and updates the model, and at least via the observer pattern updates the views. When we have a look on the drawing views and these consumer views, they are not linked to the controller anymore because this is done by the observer pattern. And this is very important to know if you are in a development process that the observer pattern is existing in your application. Otherwise, you can maybe use a lot of time to search the link between the model and the views so far. Okay. So for me, with this concept, I'm able to synchronize the views. I'm able to accelerate the startup process because of the views does not update multiple times because it's not necessary during the startup process. What is a good idea, maybe as a tip from me to you, held a doc like this, because if you do such thing, you have to document your solutions, and you will find out that you did not follow all your concepts in every specific detail. So this makes you a little bit slow in creating this documentation. And testability is, of course, a specific term. That's an image. It's a really current version. It's not released now, but it should come soon. And what I have to say, thanks to the community, I get really great support from all of you in specific issues on the TTOM library, on the TCAP path, and the Androwish or VanillaWish, and other libraries maybe I've forgotten in the moment. And so far from my side. Any questions?
Thanks, Manfred. Sorry, I have to get out. pass the microphone. We have to use the microphone on questions for the online people. So please a bit.
Okay, I've got a couple of questions. First of that that occurred to me is, does your rattle cat also have e-bikes in its focus? Because they probably need bigger tubes.
The bottom bracket mount is different, yeah? Not in the moment. That requires a specific implementation of the bottom bracket and, of course, the meters. That's a specific part, and it's not in the focus in the moment. It's not done in 2 days, so.
Okay, let's say not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Second question about the model view controller pattern.
Yeah.
Does this mean that you probably do not use things like text variable feature of widgets, or you just bind it to variables that are local to the view?
What I did is a little bit more than just use the observer pattern. So when I was talking about there are different views that could be grouped, and I grouped this also in a specific namespace, and in this namespace I have my local variables that used in these views. And for these text variables, I have an own array where I register all the variables that are loaded by these small widgets, and this register array is used as a text variable. So I can change the values without updating the model directly, and just after hitting the enter button or return, the controller event is initiated, and then the update process is running, and this array, this registration array of this specific value, is updated when the observer tells the view to update.
Okay, so
is this
I understood that way, that your view also has a little proxy, a model built in that it locally modifies and then updates or gets.
So it's a temporary state of this edit view. Mm-hmm. So to handle this, and this temporary view is updated if the whole model is updated.
Okay. Thanks. Yes.
Welcome.
Yeah. Are there any other questions? Okay. So, thanks a lot, Manfred.
Welcome.
Great work.